How'd you end up at Concordia?
That's an interesting story. Okay, out of high school, I was a D1 non-qualifier due to grades. Mm-hmm. So one of my D1 colleges that were recruiting me, University of South Dakota, the assistant coach there referred me to Concordia. So I took a visit out there, liked what I saw, and I committed. And ironically, 5 years later, my senior year, he ends up being my defensive coordinator.
So when you were in high school, were you expecting to be a Division I
yes.
player?
Yes.
And how difficult was that to not end up being that?
Yeah, it was a tough pill to swallow, but I saw it as another great opportunity to put a small school like Concordia on the map and try to be the best player that I can be.
What would you say is your number one strength on the field?
I'm definitely a leader by example. That's what my teammates would describe me as, humble, level-headed, hard worker, team player, and things of that nature.
What would you say to any NFL team that wants to draft you? What are they getting in you?
Well, I would say the exact same thing. Many teams know my story, know how I persevered through all the adversity that I went through, know that I can play. They've seen the film, so they know that aspect of me, and they know the off-field aspect of me also.
How disappointing was it to say on the Shrine Game?
Yeah, so in my preparation for that, I had a minor ankle tweak stemming from doing position drills like a week before the game, just trying to really push it. So I had a minor ankle tweak and talked it over with my agent. We thought it was in my best interest if I don't compete in that and, risk further injury.
How much were you looking forward to that before then? Your chance to go up against
the I thought it would have been huge for teams to see that, me go against top D1 talent, quote-unquote. But I would definitely weigh my health over that, because if I would have went and risked further injury, then I probably wouldn't be in this position now.
You talked about being a leader on the field. What's this leadership council that you were on?
So it's basically the team is team voted, and you're basically voted on by your peers, and I was voted team captain 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically how we do our captain voting, and the council is a representative from each class, so freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, and I was on that council also.
Okay. Do you think that social media and media access, internet, everything that comes with that technology helps athletes from smaller schools to get noted, get seen by other by scouts and by pro teams?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, that's always been my goal, to spread my word, spread my story. Mm-hmm. Let people know that there are good players at small schools and D2 schools and even lower level schools. So that's basically what social media is good for. Other than that, that's all I really use it for.
How did you self-promote yourself to get maybe some of that notoriety?
I just say my play on the field. Uh-huh. I just left it up to that. Didn't really do any talking. Just wanted to show everybody I can put up numbers at a small school.
What was your height?
My height was 6'5", weight 269.
Is that where you want to be, where you want to play at?
I would say now, especially since I've learned a couple days ago that I'm competing in the linebacker drills also, so I want teams to see me move at that weight. Originally, if I was going to do just D-lineman drills, I wanted to be at 275, 280. So I think I'm in a pretty good weight where I can move in linebacker drills.
Did you get a draft grade?
I haven't, none solid. It's always mixed and matched, and you have some people have me in the fourth, some people have me in the fifth, sixth, seventh, so it's been all around.
Zach, a big storyline coming out of the Super Bowl is all these Seahawks that went in the mid to late rounds and this chip they had on their shoulders. Is that something that you actually think is valuable for a football player to have that chip on your shoulder?
Oh, most definitely, because I think we're overlooked at times. People don't give late round selections that much credibility or respect, so it's great to see when those players come out on top as Super Bowl champions. Every practice, every week, yeah. Some like 4 or 5 at a time in practice, so it was a real humbling experience.
Where are you training at?
Performance Enhancement Professional, Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah.
Do you get a sense of whether the scouts here want you more at linebacker or more at the end?
Mostly it's more at the end. They just want to see some teams, especially in the 3-4 scheme, they want to see if I can have the ability to move at linebacker. So whatever they want to see me as, I'm willing to do it. So
was that your decision to go to both position workouts, or did somebody approach you to see if that's what you wanted to
do. Well, actually, it just caught me by surprise. I seen in the headline that my school printed out that I'll be competing as a D lineman and linebacker, so it kind of caught me off guard.
So that was something the combine set up, not you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming from the small school, what do you think about this whole experience here?
Oh, it's been a great and humbling experience to be a part of. You know, everyone back home is rooting for me since I am the only one from my school that has ever been a part of this process. So it's great to be here.
What does that mean,
the fact that you are? I mean, it just shows how my hard work paid off. I mean, many teams, they see me play, they know what I can do, and it's just a product of me being here.
Yeah.